is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will leave the White House in a few hours for a campaign event in Wisconsin, as many Democrats insist he is ready for another term. However, other Democrats, including those with money, some of them say they're concerned.
You have one major Democratic donor who is the co-founder of Netflix that's already calling on the president to step aside. But more than that, we are hearing from a handful of donors who are saying they will not give any more money to the president's campaign until he does.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. The Labor Department releasing new employment numbers. 206,000 jobs were created in June, more than the number predicted by most economists. There's a new prime minister in the UK, Keir Starmer, and the Labor Party handing Rishi Sunak and the Conservatives their worst defeat since the party was founded in 1830. Hurricane Beryl making landfall this morning just northeast of Tulum. It's moving across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula right now. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Madison today trying to recover from his widely panned debate performance. Molly Nagel reports.
President Biden will hit the campaign trail Friday in Wisconsin. The White House said Biden will also travel to Pennsylvania this weekend and hold a press conference next week during the NATO summit in Washington. The additions to Biden's schedule follow calls from some Biden allies to make the president more visible after his rocky debate performance.
Molly Nagel reporting. People in Wisconsin who want to go sturgeon spearing next year can start applying now. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will pick 500 people to get a 2025 license. They'll be able to spear from Lakes Poygan, Winneconne, or Butamore. The application deadline is August 1st. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A line of showers and storms passing through Wisconsin last night put a damper on 4th of July festivities. Several fireworks shows were postponed due to the rain. That includes the Riverfest Fireworks Extravaganza, which will now take place tonight. The rain postponed shows from Chippewa Falls to Platteville across western Wisconsin, although a few shows did manage to start once rain had moved through south of La Crosse County. In addition to fireworks tonight, Riverfest has other activities going on through the weekend. A proposed ordinance to limit camping on city property in La Crosse will be taken up next week by the City Council. After a committee voted against recommending it, the full City Council will take up the measure on Thursday that would place a 12-hour limit on camping on city-owned property. Camping is already banned in several public spaces. Advocates include Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who says the ordinance will save the city money on clearing out encampments. Opponents say it doesn't adequately help the city's homeless population. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a 6-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the 4-game series with the last place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games. And that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We will start to clear a little bit by mid to late afternoon today, our high 73. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, and a high tomorrow near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll discuss the latest Republican power grab and the reasons to vote in August against two constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Eagle 1490 AM.
And my time was running wild in me in dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. Means Fridays is my co-host, Sandy Williams, who's chosen the music for today. And Sandy, again.
Well, we're just guys dealing with the changing of getting old, actually. It's all about reflections.
All right, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Earl, first I wanted to thank you for working yesterday on a day you could have had off, but that was a very important interview, and I'm glad we all got a chance to hear it.
Hey Tom, man, thank you for listening, man. Thank you.
Hey, a solid listener. I promote you guys as much as I can. You know, when I hear people again talking about Biden and being incompetent and all that, but no one calls out Trump for not even making a coherent sentence in years, bothers me. I wish more people, you know, would get off of this. Biden's too old. And look at Trump again and his cognitive decline. To say that I'm not going to vote because of one bad speech and rumors about all this other stuff, and no one says anything about Trump. No Republican stands there against Trump. They're all coalesced around him, but we got these fringe people, Democrats, senators and stuff who are denouncing, saying that Biden needs to step down. It's ridiculous. Another thing though, with 2025, and I said this, I don't know, 6-8 years ago, that the way the Republican Party is going, all we have to do is look at Iran and what they were back in the 70s to what they are today. And there was a big regime change. And if you don't think that that can't happen here, you're wrong, because that is their goal. They want us to be a Christian nationalist state, like Iran is a Muslim nationalist state with the Sunnis. And that And there was another play I was going to make, and I don't remember what it was. So,
hey, Tom, well, you know, you hung on a long time, man, and maybe you got a song for Tom. He's losing it?
No.
Okay, Tom, only joking.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
First, I want to say, Sandy, great selections. All you need is some James Taylor and Carole King, and you hit the trifecta. But, you know, I think going back to the earlier question, I think the anger only serves one side, and it's simply just part of the autocracy playbook that's been being run on us for quite a while. So, you know, I think that we just need to be aware of that. There's a lot of sludge coming down the road in Trump's direction. I don't know what the Democratic Party's going to do, but I'm a ride-or-die Democrat. So whoever's standing there, whether it be a ham sandwich Biden or somebody else, I'm going to vote for them because we all know what's on the other side.
I think that's well said, Brendan. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to...
Well, I think that I think it is important to keep in mind, as I started out the show talking about the objective, and the objective here, if you look at it, is the worry about what will happen if Republicans, as they're currently configured, win the presidency, win the Senate, win the House of Representatives, win state houses, and if you look at Project 2025, and my concern really is that you know, we talk about all these people sucking up to Donald Trump and being his accolades. I think as I've diagnosed this thing and looked at it, it's just the opposite, actually. These people are all using Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a pure opportunist. He doesn't have an ideological principle in his head. He doesn't have a notion of what he wants to accomplish other than achieving great power. And so what people have found is that if they can promise him more power, if they can promise to keep him in power, he's willing to do any and all things that the people who promise him that want him to do. And so, you know, was he an anti-abortionist? No. He took that up completely as a matter of expedience because it provided him with power. Does he have any notion about what's in Project 2025? I'm sure he doesn't. But I'm sure that the people who have drafted that understand that Donald Trump is the tool that they can use to achieve it if they can get him elected. And so I think we should understand that there's a lot of people out there using this fool, Donald Trump, as their vehicle for achieving a bunch of things that I don't think we're going to like very much if they get into power.
You know, Sandy, we are joined by maybe the king devil himself, Mike Crute, of the Devil's Advocates. Hey, good morning, G. Crudy. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, most famous friend of mine, Earl Ingram. How are you?
Oh, come on,
good morning, Sandy.
Come on.
I'm known as Earl's friend. That's all.
Oh, man, come on. So, Crudy, man, what's your take, man? Well, let me ask you first. You get this because you get a lot of, you know, callers on your show, and many of them Republicans. Why? What is it, Crudy? Don't they see what these people are doing and what they're doing to our nation? Those in power don't, you know, on the Republican side of things, don't they comprehend any of that?
You know, it's hard for me to know what they comprehend and what they sort of willingly look past, if that makes sense. You know, when it's your team, when it's Scott Walker and Scott Walker's jamming through Act 10 and Scott Walker's doing this, or Donald Trump, who is the next Republican, right? It's cool if it's your team. We all like to win, you know. I'm sure the New England Patriot fans still liked winning, even though they were deflating footballs. So, you know, I think there's a certain amount of, when it's our team, it's permitted. But you know what I find interesting, Earl, is I heard your pal and ours, Sandy, say, I'm a ride or die Democrat. And
well, Sandy didn't say that. Sandy didn't say that. One of the callers.
No, that that was a caller.
No.
Oh, I apologize, yeah. Sandy. I don't mean to characterize you falsely, but what I would say is, I don't think there is such a thing as a ride or die Democrat. I think those that find themselves in that column hold themselves to a higher standard, hold their candidates to a higher standard, hold the presidency to a higher standard. And, you know, Earl, it's interesting. You've obviously gained some notoriety. You were the first interview with President Joe Biden after this debate performance. Now, Stephanopoulos is going to steal all your thunder tonight, Earl. But I get to go see President Biden today in the midday in Madison, and it will be an inconsequential speech unless he screws something up. And now every time Joe Biden goes on the stump, does anything, if anything seems like he's less than fully engaged, fully competent, it's going to be more calls for his departure. And, you know, I'm surprised it's gone this far, but I'll end with this thought, gentlemen. You know, Joe Biden has a bad interview tonight. Joe Biden has a bad speech in Madison tonight. And we could have a different nominee on the Democratic side by next week.
You know, Crudy, man, you just hit the ball out of the park. And to be quite frank with you, the chances are he's going to have a bad interview. And he's going to make some mistakes today in his speech in Madison, because there's something that is going on. Crudy, you've seen him for a long time. There is something going on. Is it safe to say that?
Well, I think he certainly performs much better off a teleprompter. But I think when Joe goes off script, and quite frankly, back to your guys' thought, Trump is god awful when he goes off strip. So I don't want to characterize one side, not acknowledge the other guy. But when Joe Biden goes off script, it's short and it's usually senseless, or it's a reminisce about something that sometimes is not really related to the topic at hand. When, you know, understand, Biden's supposed to speak at 1:30. He'll be done by 2:00. If Trump was speaking at 1:30, it could go 3 or 3:30, and he's only got 30 minutes of text on the teleprompter. So I think the difference in the two men is Trump is Trump loves to hear himself speak about any topic, and Joe Biden's team just wants him on the teleprompter. And my fear is, if that's all Joe's capable of doing, he's not going to win hearts and minds from those of us that are not blue ride or die. And I'm not saying that's you, Sandy.
That's just exactly what I said earlier in the show, that, you know, this campaign is all about a 20% of people who reside in the middle who are willing to pull the lever on either side at various times.
Hey, Crudy, that was very well said. It's going to anger some people. You know that, right?
What, Crudy? Get people angry? God
forbid, Earl. All right, Crudy, thank you very much for the call, man, as always. 844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That's Friday. I mean, Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, Mike Crute said some things that really are truisms. And I know that there are people in the audience who probably don't want to hear that.
You know, it's interesting. I think that people, callers call in, want to talk about Trump and all of Trump's problems. And the issue with Trump is not that he's a different man than he was when he was president. He's the same guy that he was when he was president. And as far as many people are concerned, that guy is despicable. Earl and I off the air were using the word despicable. And I mean, it reminded me of Porky Pig, if any of you can remember despicable. Yeah. But Trump is the same guy that he was when he was president, and with all of the faults, but a whole lot of people accept those faults because of the way that they visualize or what Trump represents to them, or what it is that they want to accomplish indirectly through Donald Trump. Whereas Joe Biden has probably changed over time and is maybe different today than he was in 2020 and is different today than he was in 2016 when he ended his vice presidency. And so the issues are different. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't demonstrate a great deal of lucid thinking, but he never has. And so whatever faults he has in that regard have been adopted and accepted by those who follow him. And the problem that is now at hand is that Joe Biden maybe has changed.
You know, Sandy, Mike Crute gave some truisms that probably hard pills for people to swallow when he said that it's a possibility that by next week they're going to really be calling to replace President Biden, because after his speech today in Madison, where there will be teleprompters, but there won't be teleprompters on George Stephanopoulos. And all eyes are going to be on President Biden from now all the way through. They ramped up the focus on him, and every word, every breath that he takes is going to be scrutinized. That's an awful lot of pressure for anybody, Sandy. And if he slips up, there are times on the air that I'm trying to think of something I can't think of. And in the split second, you have it in your mind and it's gone. But I'm not being scrutinized by the entire world.
Not yet.
But Sandy, whether or not that's fair or not is not the question, is it?
No, and I think, you know, my point for the show today is that I can't tell you what the right decision is to be made, but I my fingers are crossed, and I'm hoping that there will be some hard, disciplined thinking that is ongoing, with some good, clinical thoughts, devoid of loyalty, devoid of the kind of issues that might otherwise contaminate good pragmatic thinking about what ought to be done going forward to make sure that Project 2025 doesn't get implemented, and that we don't face the problems that can be outlined as, you know, the objective here is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Let's go to Mike from West Bend. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Well, I saw you on CNN. You look good.
Well, thank you. I'm on it.
Anyways, I don't worry about the interview because you've got to remember that's not going to be live. That's going to be taped and edited. So that'll be a favor to President Biden. But with all due respect, I like President Biden. I think he's a good man. But cognitive, I mean, you have the most important job in the world. And I just think we needed a younger person to start with, and we need a younger person today, and it's pretty obvious. So if you like Kamala and I'm on the fence on her, that's what you're going to get, because the gentleman I saw with my mother and other people, there's no denying that the man should just slow down and retire with grace.
Let me ask you, Mike, you said some really poignant things. You gave him his flowers. You talked about, you know, how much you admire him. And then at the end, you kind of said that, you know, he should call it a day. You summed up what the issue is. Sandy, is it safe to say that?
Yeah, and I think he summed up the issue that will reside in the minds of the 20% of the people who will be important votes, will be the swing votes in this election. And so I just hope that during this moment in time, this is all fully well evaluated, objectively evaluated, and the right decision is made so that America gets the best possible choice to make. At least from the Democratic side, I think you can't get the best possible choice unless they change both candidates. Because I think I agree with Gary, the first caller, that as far as both sides are concerned, I think both sides recognize that their candidates are flawed. Not flawed in character as far as Joe Biden is concerned, but I think the flaw that resides in Donald Trump that everyone can see is the fact that he's despicable.
Yeah. You know? Hey, Mike, thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for calling. You know, Sandy, I really do. The way Mike presented it is, it should be, palatable to all of us. A man who respects him, he said he should do this with honor. I've said, and people can, dismiss it all they want to. I think the last years of his life, he should be spending with his family, right? I mean, I don't think that we should put that kind of a burden on him, whether he wants it or not. In these final years of his life, he shouldn't have to be weighing the weight of the world or carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Well, I can speak, I'm almost a decade older than you are. And getting old is something that everyone is in denial about. Everyone can count the days on the calendar and the years on the calendar. But I think everyone wants to be in denial about the physical examples that might present themselves that relate to mortality. And I think Joe Biden is probably experiencing that very same thing. You know, if you start coming up short physically, you don't want to admit it. And so you might be the last person in the world who wants to admit the physical infirmities that might come with age.
All right, 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. Sandy, great music, by the way. It's Friday. It means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report says people who call the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in Wisconsin only get help 77% of the time. Things often end badly when a person in crisis doesn't get help quickly.
And frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up with people with severe mental health challenges that they're experiencing something called ED boarding.
Angela Kimball says that means staying in the emergency room while help is on the way. She's a mental health public policy advocate. State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. The campaign runs all next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Mississippi River is slowly beginning to come down after weeks of flooding here in the Cooley region. In La Crosse, the crest reached 14.9 feet in moderate flood stage. Flooding concerns along the Mississippi River are now downstream in places like Prairie du Chien and eastern Iowa. Here in La Crosse County, flooding has affected boat ramps, beaches, and recreational activity on the water. Parts of Riverside Park are still closed due to flooding as well. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage sometime in the middle of the month. A line of showers and storms passing through Wisconsin last night put a damper on 4th of July celebrations. Several fireworks shows were postponed due to the rain. That includes the Riverfest Fireworks Extravaganza, which will now take place tonight. The rain postponed shows from Chippewa Falls to Platteville across western Wisconsin, although a few shows did manage to start once rain had moved through south of La Crosse County. In addition to fireworks tonight, Riverfest has other activities going on throughout the weekend.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We will start to clear a little bit by mid to late afternoon today, our high 73. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. And a high tomorrow near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Lonely life.
All right. Welcome back to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number is Friday. That means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy 4th of July. Hope it's not our last.
Tom. Hey, we caught that, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. I would just like to say, I think that honestly, if we're really at this point with Joe Biden, that he needs to step down now, and he needs to, so we can get used to seeing a woman as president of the United States. Don't wait, and because the media is just going to continue to pound on us, like you said. And then all you guys should be doing in the media after that point is really, really, and it's media malpractice if you don't. Not you, but in general media, if they're not talking about Project 2025 on a constant basis, because this will bring Hitler to us once again.
Do you know, Tom, you're somber in your response, and I get it. You are like many others who see, you know, a man in Donald Trump. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show about Donald Trump asking for a military tribunal for Liz Cheney. I mean, the guy is absolutely unhinged and out of his mind.
Yeah, but I think that's proof of what Tom was just saying, that Donald Trump's vision of the future is something that looks much more like a military autocracy. You know, the notion that a civilian would get called before a military tribunal to be tried for treason because of what she did while she was in the House of Representatives is the craziest kind of dictatorial kind of thinking. And I think that the public ought to wake up and understand that Donald Trump, in his mind, and that in that empty shell, the ideas that bounce around in there are scary. They're scary ideas.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, I have a very different perspective on President Biden's speech or his, oh my gosh, I just lost it.
Yeah, I'm only kidding.
Cassandra, it's become very fashionable.
it's not only Joe Biden.
No, it is not. You know what? Here's how I think of the issue. The Democratic Party has to own this decision, because they were the one who cleared the field during the primary to put Joe Biden in as the presidential candidate. I mean, there was intentional maneuvering to get him as the president.
You mean the first time around?
Yes, the first time around. And the party, when he announced he wanted to run, the elites or the powers who be, they could have put pressure on him at that time when he announced to say, no, Joe, thank you for your service, but we really do think it's time for you to honor that commitment that you made to pass it to the next generation. And the Democrats, they were dragging their feet, they were tardy, and they do this on numerous occasions. So I say, let them live with their decision, and then in the future, they will be more proactive. So that is my thoughts on the matter. You may not like him. Well,
no, go ahead. Hang on, Cassandra. Go ahead.
Well, I would only say sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. The Republicans could be more proactive themselves, because who do they have as a candidate, and who have they permitted to take hold of their party and to Shanghai it? For their own opportunistic reasons. You know, I think both parties have failed us in that regard.
Yes. Let both parties take responsibility for it. Because the American people, or I should say the primary voters, especially on the Democratic side, we really didn't have a choice. They rallied around Biden. You had contenders during that primary drop out to clear the space for Biden. So let them live with that decision.
Let me ask you, Cassandra. Joe Biden 4 years ago, it was a different guy than he is today. So I might be able to understand 4 years ago why the Democrats made that decision. And he's kind of borne that out with some good policies 4 years ago. It's not today. The Republicans, on the other hand, Donald Trump in the primary did not even debate, and Republicans did not try to force him into that. So, they more or less washed their hands, and their primary was really a joke themselves, because nobody demanded that Donald Trump even, be a part of the debates.
You are absolutely right. Both parties are guilty of the same crime, and let them live with their decision so it won't happen again. That's my take on it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning. Well, first of all, the legitimate media, and by the way, that includes civic media, I'm sorry, but they keep repeating this. Is Biden too old? Maybe talking point. What they don't keep repeating is just what the MAGA rhinos will do if they ever get into power again, and the serious destruction of democracy that'll mean. They don't seem to realize, the media do not seem to realize that if this happens, the legitimate media have been called by Trump himself the enemy of the people. They'll probably be first on the list to be shut down. My guess is, given the Project 2025 proposals for a police state, you're going to find reporters and legitimate commentators who are going to be arrested and imprisoned, and they'll be replaced by Tucker Carlson-type liars and propaganda. If they're lucky, they'll be imprisoned. If you don't believe it, you guys know what Project 2025 is all about.
Hey, Jack.
Secondly,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
There are too many so-called independents that have been sold on the idea that the economy is terrible, or immigrants are coming to steal your jobs, push your kids out of college, rape your wife or daughter. And they haven't seen the lawlessness that's just unfettered in authoritarian countries. I've been in two authoritarian countries in the past. I know what it's like. You can't even talk in the streets. Anything that you say against the government, you're going to be persecuted. And the criminal justice system, well, that's just directed at going after those people who criticize anything that the regime does. And as far as the jobs part, I challenge anybody to find an authoritarian regime anywhere in the world that has as strong a middle class and economy as we do. Now, admittedly, our middle class has declined, but it's still better than any authoritarian government by a long shot. It's not China. Their economy is dependent on what's basically slave labor, has no labor standards for the rest. It's not Russia. There's no middle class in Russia. I've been in Russia. I know that. And let's not even get into North Korea. This all needs to be emphasized. The legitimate media has to wake up and take a stand here, because it is true. Not only democracy is on the line, but the legitimate media and our ability to get honest information.
So, Jack, before you go, hang on. I just want to push back on the fact that these are talking points when they talk about President Biden. If it appears that I'm following talking points, clearly nobody's giving me talking points. My eyes, I can only go by what I see from my own eyes and what I hear with my own ears. And so the fact that there's some discussion about President Joe Biden does not mean that any of us are supporting, and Sandy will speak for himself, supporting the alternative. It doesn't mean that we don't know what Project 2025 is and all of the inherent dangers with Donald Trump becoming president of the United States again. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, I started out the show by saying, as far as I was concerned, the objective here is to make sure that Project 2025 isn't put into place, that we don't end up with a Republican majority in the Senate and the House and in the White House, such that that would become a possibility. And so then my question is, what is the route to take to make sure that that doesn't happen? That's the whole premise for the conversation. And whatever I think about Joe Biden isn't as important as what the 20% of the people who are the swing voters might think. And I'm just asking whoever it is that's in a position to make this decision going forward, make the best decision possible about what should happen going forward so that we don't end up with the outcome that you painted. Because, you know, I do believe that the outcome could be dire. I'm not sure exactly how far it gets in the direction of dire, but I think it could be very dire.
Jet?
Yeah, I would never say that you guys are supporting Trump. There's no question on that. Or any of that Project 2025 stuff. But I think it's dangerous to keep emphasizing, you know, Biden's issues without at least emphasizing what Project 2025 is and what the alternative is, which is much, much.
Well, you know, Jack, if you listen to this show, we do. You know, we talk about that constantly, Sandy and I. So, but thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for listening. You know, Sandy, could it be six on the one hand, half a dozen on the other? You can't say that if you're talking about what's happening with Joe Biden, it automatically means you're overlooking what's happening with Donald Trump.
I think it depends on who you are when you're talking about it. I mean, if you're a MAGA Republican talking about it, you're doing it obviously for a reason that is to promote the presidency of your candidate. If you're someone like us,
you and I,
talking
right.
about it, the reason we're talking about it is we want the best possible decision to be made about who the candidate ought to be so that we get the opportunity to make a choice that would potentially change the future and change the future in a better direction than it might otherwise go if, for instance, Donald Trump were to get elected.
So Brendan responds, so when do you stop pushing this, which is only hurting the party? Well, Brendan, number one, Sandy Williams and I aren't pushing it. This is done, and this conversation is national. And so if Sandy and I stop talking about it right now, it's not going to stop. It's going to continue to be talked about. Whether or not it's done by Sandy and I
The other point that I made at the beginning is that what happened during that debate was a perceived fact. The millions of people perceived the fact. So they have that impression, okay? And that impression is embedded in their brain, just like all of us who saw January 6th occur on television know what we saw, and nothing that was ever said afterwards changed our impression. And so I think that's the difference. And the reason that I think this needs to be talked about is that there are millions of people out there who have a perceived impression that might well be something like the one I have.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, my co-host Sandy Williams.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather-ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from O'Connemore. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Great. And again, congratulations again on a job that was just phenomenal. But I'd like to leave your listeners with this thought. On Joe Biden stepping down or staying on board, America, do you want a convicted felon with 26 sexual assault charges, 2 impeachments, 11 bankruptcies, and more problems? Or do you want a man, an elder statesman, who at times might lose his train of thought? Which do you think is better for the country? If one party's best man they have is a convicted felon and the other's is an elder statesman that occasionally loses his train of thought, I don't see there's any reason not to pick the man without the court record. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Sandy?
Well, that might well end up being the choice we have to make, and I think that it will be a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned as to who I vote for. But I'm most interested in the outcome of the election and not necessarily how I personally am going to vote. And so I think the outcome is what we have to worry about. And to the extent that there are decisions that could be made now that will determine or help determine the outcome, I just hope that the right decisions are made.
You know, Sandy, maybe after today, things may become clearer, as you stated, to some. But to others, there won't be any clarity. And that's it, because people tie in to what they're thinking. If you say Joe Biden can't be the nominee, then that means automatically you're supporting the other side of this.
Well, I think what we ought to keep in mind is that who the candidates are will have a lot to do with the numbers of people who turn out to vote, whether third-party candidates get votes or not, and how many they get. I mean, there's lots of things that can be determined by who the candidates are and what the resulting outcome of the election is. And I think that those who are in a position to have one a clear view of what the potential dangers are of the outcome, and two are in a position to affect the decisions that are made, ought to make sure that they keep that in mind, that there are all these other ramifications of the election that are very important, much more important than the personality that's involved or the history of the personality that's involved. It's really the outcome that matters.
Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hear all this, persecution of a good, decent man, and a criminal is so, they're catering to him, kissing his rear end, and just because he looks a little younger, and let's face it, that yellow hair, his coloring, dye coloring, he paints his pale white face with orange, and he's sitting in a $10,000 suit, farting in it all day long. He's a great man, and like the caller before said, haven't you never lost your train of thought? But I don't know. Men aren't men anymore. You know, the only people that put this guy in his place, remember when Nancy Pelosi, she got that speech from him? What did she do? She ripped it up. Okay, look at that lady. Look at that lady down there. Fanny, I don't know. I think Willis it is.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyhow. Yeah, hey, she said, hey, he's going to come down there, he's going to get a mugshot, got his fingerprints. This is the way you treat criminals, damn it.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. I just want to remind people I will be appearing tomorrow morning on First of All with Victor Blackwell between 8 and 9 o'clock on CNN. Sandy, what do you want to say as we get ready to wrap this up?
Well, I just think that we're at, unfortunately, like the Chinese said, the curse is maybe may you live in interesting times, and I'm afraid that we're living in very interesting times.
Yeah, man, thank you, Sandy, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. All you can do is see things for yourself through your own prism, through your own eyes, and hopefully this too will pass. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. So have a great weekend, guys. See you all on Monday.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
you're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll discuss the latest Republican power grab and the reasons to vote in August against two constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.